Wednesday of Easter. It's Holy Week. It's not supposed to be snow on the ground. Snow on Monday out, out west, and what, partial of like 5 inches, I think, and Bismarck 3, and last night Fargo with some snow. Did I mention it's Easter week? What the heck is going on here, for crying out loud? Anyway, and by the way, road conditions in Fargo, slick today in a lot of areas, and ice covered, slush covered, and moving slow on the commute into starting Wednesday today. So do take care if you are out and about. Make any sense to me at all that we're sitting here with Easter this weekend and still dealing with snow. Unbelievable. I'll stop trying to figure that out. Here's what we have lined up for you on the program. We call What's On Your Mind. Glad to have you. Telephone number is 855-200-1776. The name of the show, What's On Your Mind, precisely so we can find out what is on your mind today. Lent. Actually, the last day of Lent today. Did you know that? Many people think, you know, that's Holy Saturday, but actually, I learned that. I don't know that I knew that before. Here. I've just heard a couple people talk about Lent ends, and then the and then you have obviously Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, and then the glorious Easter Day. But it is a Lenten day. Lent is heavy on my mind this week, Holy Week, and these 40 days coming to an end. Coming up for guests, the Golden Girls will be here, Alan Ratner and Blanquita Cullum. We're going to talk at the bottom of the hour with Dr. Michael Smith, superintendent of the Blessed John Paul II Catholic Schools Network. Momentous occasion coming up for the Catholic School Network a week from Thursday. A groundbreaking at the new Trinity Elementary School, part of the John Paul II Schools. And so we'll get an update on the Together campaign, which is an effort seeking transformation, really, of the Catholic School Network to serve all of the parishes of the region. We're going to talk about how the fundraising efforts are coming along and about the groundbreaking that will happen on the 24th. Always appreciate catching up with Dr. Smith. Some open phone time next hour. A couple of topics we'll tackle. Fargo, the premiere now of the television series. Did you watch it? Did you go see the premiere at the Fargo Theater? What'd you think? And do you think this whole Fargo thing, as in the movie and in the series, is a good thing? I mean, how many other towns have a movie or a miniseries about that? Is it a miniseries? I think that's what it is, isn't it? Or just a television series, just a regular TV series, I guess, not a miniseries. It's a regular TV series on FX. Anyway, it definitely perpetuates a stereotype about us as folks here in the Northern Plains, right? No question about it. On the other hand, they're talking about us. And how's that line go? As long as they're talking about you, spell your name right to know it's okay. You're being talked about. Like your take on that, or whether you, in other words, is the whole Fargo thing, the movie, the television series, good or bad for us here in the Plains, for us as in a large North Dakota city? What's your take on that today? Governor Dalrymple says he's coming closer to a decision on the special session. Be chatting with a lot of folks. We can visit about that. How about this story of the MSUM Mankato football coach, Minnesota State University Mankato, school down in the Mankato, Minnesota. Minot had hired this coach from Mankato who was fired because he had some videos of his young girls jumping in and out of the bathtub in a little skit. And this guy was put through the ringer, absolute ringer. And his reputation tarnished, said he was, you know, accused him of having child pornography and everything else. And then ultimately he said, evidently there's something wrong with his phone. He turns his phone in. The folks at the school say, oh, there's child pornography here. He says, those are my daughters. This is my kids. And, you know, it's just a few second little thing. They're having a good time. What's the big deal? Absolutely goes to the whole ringer. Anyway, a long story short, he's been exonerated, and a court said, Mankato, you will hire him back or you'll pay the difference between what he is getting paid for the head coaching job of the football team out in Mankato, or you'll hire him back, one of the two. And so he's going back there. Kind of a neat little story about vindication. A Norman County traffic stop turned violent. Deputies shot suspects in custody. I saw an interesting post from a friend of mine about these individuals in question here who evidently have had a tough life. And this is the kind of stuff it leads to. I guess it just I'll share some of those thoughts here in a little bit. We have some calls, so wait, and we'll get to those here. One other thing I want to tell you, Mike Swenson, chief engineer of the Missouri River Basin Water Management of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, is going to join us, talk about how they're handling Montana's snow melt. And Congressman Kevin Cramer, the 10 o'clock hour, the whole hour, talk radio town hall. Your questions welcome, even now, if you want to get them in for Kevin in advance. You call 855-200-1776, extension 1, to leave your comment, and we'll have that ahead of time. All right, let's check in with Craig in Fargo on the way in on the series of Fargo. Did you watch last night, Craig?
Hey, you know, the most surreal thing last night was there was a law enforcement officer that was shot in the front and the back. Same thing that happened in up north of Moorhead yesterday. Shot twice. So that was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, no kidding, and sad. Those kind of movies, those kind of television series, I get that it's, you know, part of the, you know, you're going there as an escape and it's not real, but it's not entertainment to me. You know, I have to tell you, the original movie Fargo, I thought it was the stupidest thing ever. And I was sickened by the senseless violence and the, you know, the wood chipper and the, and I get, you know, in other words, some people say, well, duh, I mean, it's a story, it's not real. I get all that. But that combined with the over-the-top, you know, mockery of us didn't sit well with me. On the other hand, in retrospect, you look at the movie and what it's built and now the series, and you got to say, well, it's publicity. It's been, you know, how many other communities have a movie after? What's your take on whether it's good or bad?
I happen to think that movie is great, the movie Fargo. I like the Coen brothers. No Country for Old Men was a little over the top, and this one kind of took from both Fargo and that movie. But it'll be interesting. I don't think it's good or bad. It just is, you know.
Just kind of fill some space, right, with something to do or see here.
I guess, you know, I just don't understand people thinking that it's insulting to the area. Heck, you go over to Aderhall and sit in the bar, you're going to hear people talking just like that.
I agree. It's not it's us. It's the Northern Plains. It's and you know, I guess it's we're entertainment form, and I guess to the extent it puts us on a map, sort of. What the heck, right?
And a slightly different note, when I see people like this 21-year-old selling cocaine out of West Acres, and these two people that one shot the deputy, I ask myself, gee, were these guys paying their Obamacare dues? Doubt it. A lot of Obama bombs out there, and that's my big problem with the Obamacare.
Now, I'm having trouble connecting the dots between the, and by the way, if you missed this, literally a woman suspected of cocaine, her working at Dairy Queen, and they found, searched her belongings and found enough evidence to suggest that was in fact true, which is mind-boggling. But how is, you know, it's abhorrent behavior. They're lost souls, both of them. How does that connect to, as you call them, Obama bums?
The whole premise of Obamacare is to have everybody pay in, and it's going to bring down costs. When I know there's thousands of people that don't pay their child support, don't buy car insurance, sell drugs, do drugs, that's the problem. We have more drug addicts in this country than Canada has people. And what are we going to do about getting everybody to pay when they can't even do the right thing in any other aspect of their life?
I got you. All right. Yeah. And, you know, that's just, I think quite honestly, all you do with things like that, the way of thinking of the Obama administration is further enchain people like that. I don't know if that's a word. For, you know, just you get them into your grips. You just say, you don't need to worry about that stuff. We're going to take care of you. And then people become robots rather than have to you know, roll up their sleeves and decide how they're going to care for their family, care for themselves. To, you know, oh, the government will take care of it and get sucked into it. That's enabling. That's
I'll go into the doctor. You'll say I'm 10 pounds overweight. I have to lose or pay more. And the guy behind me can be a crack addict, and he's okay.
All right, Craig, appreciate the take. Thanks for the call, 855-200-1776 with yours. On What's On Your Mind, we shall continue straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weefold on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, USSND.com. Donate today at USSND.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is What's On Your Mind. We ask that question each morning of our Golden Girls. Alan Ratner from the left and Blanquita Cullum from the right. Did either of you watch the series Fargo last night on FX by chance?
I'm sorry, let me pass over that. Blanquita's in Texas.
Blanquita's in Texas. Well, they have televisions in Texas, last I checked. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I was seeing a good Jewish person last night. Which is rare. I was being a friend of a good Jewish person.
Passover is here, right?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Always related to Easter 4 out of 5 years.
Yeah. And what did you say, Blanquita? What were you doing?
I was being a friend to a good Jewish person yesterday.
I see.
So
okay.
I unfortunately did not see it.
Yes. Okay. Did you both see the movie Fargo?
I did see the movie Fargo, and you know I thought it was so well acted. You know, but I have heard that that this television series is going to be as good, but I'm having my doubts because I thought it was so funny. I thought it was so well done.
Ellen, I know you're
I
not
don't
big
see
on
TV.
I know.
Well,
you're
what
not
about
big
Billy
on...
Bob Thornton? How was he? Did he do a good job?
You know, I didn't watch it, so I have to plead the total ignorance there. But
so you're playing Blonde Roots too, so none of us have seen it. So we have no. the, we have
who is
the able wrestle next week.
Well, my question was more of one of whether you think the movie and the television series now loosely based on the movie is a good thing or a bad thing. In other words, do you watch that as folks from elsewhere and think, what a bunch of yahoos that live in the Midwest, or do you see it as humor, or you know, good or bad? Well, how would you label it?
Well, I think it's humor, but honestly, I've been to Fargo, and Fargo is a great place. And of course, you know, they make fun of California, they make fun of New York. So I think you have to take it tongue in cheek, but figure out a way to utilize it to be able to promote tourism out there in Fargo and show how fabulous Fargo really is.
Yeah, in fact, the tourism folks were from all across the state were in town last night, sponsored the showing at the Fargo Theater last night. So they're with
you,
Blanquita, on that. They're using we have a wood chipper here in town. We have a statue of Marge carved out of wood. You know, we sort of celebrate the whole Fargo thing. You know,
you
right
betcha.
There at the you betcha is right. Yeah, exactly right. What's on your mind today, Ellen?
Well, you know, I'm in the great state of Ohio today, so I am concerned about jobs in Ohio. I'm concerned about what we're doing for infrastructure as I look at my old friendly town of Cleveland and the fact that we're not investing in infrastructure the way we used to. Remember, I was alive when the Eisenhower highway was built. We're not doing anything like that, and that concerns me.
And I'm looking at Sebelius thinking about running for the Senate in the state of Kansas, which, you know, I know she was popular back in the day, but now going back after her disaster, I think that she's going to find out this isn't Kansas anymore. This ain't Kansas anymore. So I think that's going to be very interesting. She's really
she's a great candidate, and I hope she wins.
I would love for Kathleen Sebelius to win because to run rather not win to run because I think it'd be a referendum specifically on Obamacare. Can you think of it? And a heartland state, probably more red than blue.
And what are you going to do when she wins, Scotty and Blanquita?
Well, you know what? That's the old will freeze over, you know. And I'm going to blame if she wins on the blood moon. I'm blaming still everything on the blood moon. Did you all see that letter that Rummy wrote to the IRS, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld wrote the IRS, basically saying that he couldn't be held responsible if his taxes were not, couldn't figure out the tax code, and that in his 80-something years that, you know, he doesn't have many left, but he's hoping the tax code will get fixed before he dies.
This is a classic
story. No, I did not.
USA Today reported on this. When he was Secretary of Defense a second time, Donald Rumsfeld was known for speaking his mind with a cranky bluntness, they write. I considered it refreshing, quite honestly. I didn't know that it was cranky bluntness. But anyway, now 81 years old and the subject of a new documentary, Rumsfeld is still forthright, especially when it comes to the confusing tax code. In a letter to the IRS that he posted tax day on Twitter, Rumsfeld let loose in a sharply worded missive deriding the agency. He said the complexity of the tax code is a sad commentary on governance in our nation's capital. One of his zingers from the letter said the tax code is so complex and the form so complicated that I know I cannot have any confidence that I know what is being requested, and therefore I cannot and do not know, and I suspect a great many Americans cannot know, whether or not their tax returns are accurate.
Oh, I'm sure of it. You know, I mean, think about that. And I would suspect, even though a lot of people from the left side of the aisle, my dear golden girlfriend Ellen will not admit, it is a bloody nightmare.
I love it. I've got the whole letter here.
Senate, bloody Senate nightmare. Don't get it all.
The tax code, Ellen.
I do think we need to improve code by making it a little more.
Boy, it must be tough. But first of all, you need a new cell phone because we're getting about every third word. But I heard enough.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a relief because then it ends up what you're saying is pretty conservative.
Yeah, exactly. I heard you're conservative with your words today, Ellen. That's one thing you can be conservative in. That's very nice. But I did hear enough to know she's defending the tax code. Isn't it just a horrible position that our friend Ellen has to be in, Blanquita, to have to defend?
I now move to near a window. This should be better.
Defending Obamacare, defending the tax code. I mean, how do you put one foot in front of the other every day? I mean, my God.
Easy, because I think Obamacare is going to be excellent in the long run, and I think I don't appreciate how complex the tax code is, but I do think that we need to raise it to where we did in the 60s and 70s.
The tax code is like about as high as the Empire State Building is in New York. And to be able to figure it out, you have to be smarter than someone like Albert Einstein. I'm telling you, and no matter what you do, I think they make it that complex so they can come back and get you and say, oh, you missed. And even if you call the IRS, you get someone that gives you a different piece of advice each time you call. So you can't make any headway.
I have a minute left, so this is the lightning round on three topics. Just give me a one- or two-word answer on your thoughts. The U.S. Postal Service joining in the federal ammo purchases. Ellen, what do you make of that?
Well, as you know, I believe in total gun control, so I think it's terrible.
Blanquita?
The old joke is that FedEx and UPS are joining up together and they're becoming setups.
Oh, boy. Keystone foes are learning, boning up their arrest tactics if the project is cleared. Ellen, what is with these people?
I think that is the most complex thing in the world. And, you know, I have a cousin who's a geologist who actually works for Halliburton. And it's too complex for me to understand, so I'm going to take a pass on really understanding.
They're getting arrest tactics.
They're getting arrest tactics, but let me tell you, Keystone's happening with them or without them. The Keystone,
yeah.
He's been going on a pipeline or on a train. It's happening.
So prepare to get arrested. And Ukraine is on the brink. A absolute miserable failure of the Obama foreign policy. We'll have to let Ellen respond to that one.
Well, I think nobody's been honest about what Putin really offered.
See you ladies tomorrow, the Golden Girls, on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
NASA Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesset on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal. And to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, go to NessetConsulting.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
On What's On Your Mind, Stephen and Crosby. We're going to get in here first up, and then we're going to chat with Dr. Mike Smith about an exciting time with the John Paul II schools in Fargo and a new school groundbreaking that's going to happen next week. Stephen, let's get you in here with your comments. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Tell us.
I want to illustrate absurdity by being absurd. You can blame me for it being cold. I tried, though, this winter to run an extra quart of oil in my diesel so it smoked more and support global warming all winter, but it just didn't work.
Didn't do it, huh?
No. Do I have to run two quarts, or you know, what do I got to do to warm it up?
Can't help
you
there.
If we're in control of this global warming, what do we have to do to warm it up? I mean, I tried with extra smoke.
Yeah, I guess you're not in control. I think is the point of your little parable here, Stephen.
Yes. I thank you for your time.
Yes, I thank you for the call. Thank you very much, Stephen Crosby, listening on KTGO up there today. 855-200-1776. Dr. Mike Smith is here, superintendent of the John Paul II Schools in Fargo. Good to see you again, Dr. Smith.
It's great to be here, Scott. Thanks for having me back.
So an exciting time, a week from tomorrow, next Thursday, groundbreaking of a new school for the first time in 50 years in the Catholic School Network, right?
Yeah, this is a huge event for us, not only just in Fargo and the Fargo Diocese, but for Catholic education. You know, we're in a time where there's a lot of contraction of elementary schools in Catholic education, and to be expanding and to be opening up a brand new school is pretty thrilling.
Tell us about the project. What will the school encompass?
The school is going to be, a purpose-built elementary school, state-of-the-art complex. We will be, it will be built for two sections, so, two preschool rooms, two kindergarten, all the way up through fifth grade. We are also going to be offering one section of three-year-old preschool as well. And, all said and done, when that school is full, then we will have a full Shanley and Sullivan, because with our three current elementary, or the two we have now, and then with the new Trinity, that will add up to a full Shanley and Sullivan.
Who will the school serve?
It'll serve anyone that's interested in attending. You know, it's one of the misnomers of Catholic education is that it's for the wealthy. It's for the Catholic community only. You know, overwhelmingly, our student body is Catholic, but it is open to anyone. We offer quite a bit of different scholarship, reduced tuition for students. Last year we gave away about $700,000 in tuition reduction and tuition assistance. So we try to make the school affordable for everyone. The reason the school is being built where it is, though, is mainly for the three parishes on the western part of our Catholic community. So St. Benedict and Holy Cross and Blessed Sacrament. Most of the students will probably come from there and from St. Anne and Joachim, really anyone in the Fargo, greater Fargo area, Oxbow, Horace, everyone will be invited to come to our school.
And the cost of the school is about, what, half raised now?
Yeah, well, we have three things. We're trying to raise money for three different projects right now. The school is the biggest part of that, and that's our main priority. But then we also have a expansion to Sullivan and Shanley and some debt reduction from when Shanley and Sullivan were built. We need to raise about another $8 million to complete all three of these projects. And we're feeling pretty good about where we're at today, where we're sitting. Next week, the week after Easter, we're going to be kicking off a very public fundraising part of the campaign. And, you know, we'll be out. It's been kind of a quiet phase up to this point, trying to identify major donors who've given in the past. And now we're going to give it, turn it out to the broader public and see what we can do. But we have about $8 million left to raise.
And that's the Together campaign. Explain the name Together. This is the reason it's called the Together campaign and the transformation that's happened with the school.
Yeah, really, the Together campaign gets back to what we are as a Catholic schools network. We're a network. You know, people use the word district, but that's really a bit of a misnomer. We view ourselves as a network of eight Catholic parishes. So those would be the parishes in our area here. And, so the idea is that together, we can do a lot of great things. You know, alone, one parish, one school, that model was great when it was around, but we're a little bit past that now. Where we sit today, we believe that network parish together, we can do this. And the analogy that I throw out there for a lot of times is if you are a public school, well, not even public school person, but if you live in North Fargo, your tax dollars paid for Davies High School. And that's the way that it's set up, and that's all good. But right now, what we need to look at is if we're a Catholic community from eight parishes, our next school is Trinity. And so that's the analogy that I've been throwing out there to people. And it is it's a mind shift. The network was formed in the late 80s with the five parishes on the eastern part of Fargo, the Fargo-Moorhead area. And now we include the Blessed Sacrament, St. Benedict, and Holy Cross. So together means all eight of us in what we can accomplish if we work together.
And from the standpoint of folks ultimately supporting this effort, what is the give back? What are the legacy that you know, like you say, that entire geographic area, yeah. And it's a feeder system obviously for Sullivan and Shanley.
Yeah.
But the I would imagine the big prize is when those kids you know, cross the stage on, yeah, graduation day and what they go out and do.
Yeah, really. For me, there's no better way to give back to our faith and to our community than by supporting the Catholic schools. If you just think about Nativity and Holy Spirit, our two current elementary schools, you know, they've been around for 50 and 60 years respectively, and just to think of the amount of high quality academic education that's gone there, but then you put the whole layer of faith formation on there, that's really the legacy, is this project will ensure that there's a high quality Catholic education in our area for years to come. And that's what's really thrilling about this, groundbreaking about the project.
And when you speak with prospective donors, just walk us through that conversation. If people, saying, here's a donation and make it work. Do they want to support specific projects? What happens?
Yeah, you know, there's different lenses that our donors are looking at, and a lot of it has to do with what their connection is to the area. We have Shanley grads, you know, going back to the class of into the sacred, when it was Sacred Heart Academy back into the late 30s, that are, you know, connected to our school, and they really want to give to Shanley. They want to give to their alma mater, and they're looking at it from that perspective. Other donors are looking at it as kind of, what can I give to support the future of Catholic education? And so they're looking at it a broader sense, and they're really looking at the whole picture, Trinity, the parishes on the western part of our community, and then how those students that leave Trinity go into Sullivan and Shanley. So it depends a little bit on who we're talking to. And the reason why we've included those other parts and not just the new school is because we believe that different donors have different ways that they want to support our schools.
And obviously there's a lot of places for folks' hard-earned money to go. But when you look at planting a seed with those donations that lead to an effort, a community, really, that you're contributing to that inspires excellence through faith, learning, and service, it's a pretty good return on the investment.
You know, it is. And just some of the highlights, if you look, one of the great things, I don't know if you've talked about it on your show, but one of the ways, and this is just one snippet of what's going on at our schools, is next year when we're out in Washington, D.C., you know, Shanley has been given the honor of carrying the lead sign in the March for Life. So, you know, we'll have about 600,000, 700,000 people behind us as we carry that lead sign. And that's really a testament to the whole diocese and what Catholic education can be. It's really, you know, you see a lot of our sports teams, a lot of times that's what catches the headlines. But if you scratch a little bit deeper and talk to some of those student athletes or some of our top scholars and find out what they're all about, it always goes back to that faith component, which is really what separates us from our high-quality public schools in this area. It's that faith component, and that's really what we hang our hat on and what we're trying to promote.
Yeah, think of that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, there's always a great turnout every year of Shanley students that go to the March for Life. But this year, for the lead, literally the whole school's going, right?
We've invited the whole school. It's quite a logistical effort that we've started. But, you know, when we were given this honor, an honor like that doesn't come around very often, and indeed, hopefully, we won't even need to have that march in a few years. You know, we'll see how the legal battles go. But this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for our school, and we're gonna capitalize that. And hopefully, the whole school is gonna go out. You know, we may have a student here or there that doesn't go, but we're gonna go big, or you know, go big or go home, and we're going big with this one.
But again, there's an extraordinary, and that's something the public schools can't do and don't do.
No.
This is something obviously extraordinarily important to the future of our country, that, you know, the youngsters here are there. So, you know, that's again, I think of those dollars as a seed that's being planted, and you build a new school, and that leads to the overall strategic effort of keeping the middle school and the high school full. And ultimately, what you're doing is shaping the future of this great country and making sure that we're sending some people out there to fight these battles on our behalf.
Yeah, it's really an investment into faith-based education. And, you know, Catholic education's always been about high academic standards infused with the prism of faith. And you know, you just can't get a better product than that. But we can't do it without people believing in our mission and supporting it. And, you know, we've taken a leap with this project. Bishop Fulda has been extremely supportive and given his full support to this project. And we, from talking to our donors, we were very confident that we're going to get this raised and get it done.
We're going to talk to Bishop Fulda tomorrow on the program a little bit about this Holy Week, but also about the Together campaign. So we'll look forward to having that conversation as well. One last plug for the events next Thursday, which is open to the public. And if you want to learn more about this and understand, it'd be a great opportunity to come to the event groundbreaking.
Yeah, this is something that's been 50 years in the making, the last Catholic school that opened. And we'd like everyone to come on out. It's at noon tomorrow, or at noon a week from tomorrow. Who knows what the weather will be like, but we're going to have a great time anyways.
Well, we can't have snow again next week, I don't think, but who knows? We've gone from blizzards to 70 degrees back to snow, so who knows? 12 noon, and it'll be actually out on the site.
It'll be out on the site. You know, I don't know the address off the top. It's south of Costco, and I apologize for not knowing the address, but it's about a couple blocks south of Costco over in West Fargo.
And it is, again, next Thursday. We'll make sure we remind you and give you the actual address, and hope folks are able to attend and take that in, because it is history in the making. Dr. Mike Smith, thanks very much. And folks can get a hold of you, how?
At jp2schools.org or michael.smith@jp2schools.org.
Online, jp2schools.org, to find out more about the Together campaign. Dr. Mike Smith from the John Paul II Schools, our guest today on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
My friends at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, and Walker, Minnesota have done it again. A great deal, a very special deal for our listeners now through the end of April. Here's the deal. 50% off, half off any room. 50% off, that's right, half off any spot treatment. 50% off the bowling, private bowling of two lanes. You'll have a blast. It's great family fun. We crank up the jukebox. We have a great time every time we go. Plus, free breakfast each morning of your stay for the entire crew. Your pick of rooms, three-bedroom, two-bedroom, you name it. Just need a king-size big room. There's no such thing as a bedroom at Chase on the Lake. They're all fabulous. Here's how you get this offer. Any Sunday through Thursday, now through the end of April, go to chaseonthelake.com and use the promo code SCOTT. Chaseonthelake.com, promo code SCOTT. If you'd like, call them. Tell them Scott sent you. They'll walk you through the reservation. 888-CHASE-06. 888-242-7306. Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota. You'll love it.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
On What's on Your Mind, 11 before the hour. I promised earlier that I would share some comments from Renee Rongan. Renee is from Fertile. And these two suspects. What's that? Some advice from the fine producer of this program who wanted to make sure I didn't forget the weather. I got it. I'm on it. And given the snow out there, I'm looking forward to Easter Sunday, which looks like it's going to warm up. Anyway, I promised that I would share some comments from Renee, who's from Fertile. The two suspects identified in the shooting of that deputy are in jail, and she gave us a little background on these two and talked about how it's a sad day in Fertile. And while everyone is grateful that the deputy went home to his family, we as a community are feeling saddened. Not only was our school on lockdown, we discussed that the shooter was one of our own, Stephen Henderson. Stephen and his family were transplants to our region, raised by his father, and many in the community have taken Stephen and his family in as our own. They've had a difficult childhood, to put it mildly, and truth be known, Stephen was loved and admired by many as a positive kid, a great and gifted athlete, a caretaker of his younger siblings, and a person with a really big heart. Today seals his future as a terrible criminal. When I presume Stephen was backed up against the wall when his brother was arrested and felt he was probably, again, taking care of his family. The backstory is so much bigger, and as a community member today, I wonder how many others are thinking like me. What more could we have done? I don't ask why this happened. I ask why not. A failed family situation and failed by our own protection system for our children. So sad today for the deputy and their family, and equally sad for Stephen and William in our community. I know many wish they could really put their arms around Stephen, and although he made a terrible choice today, he's not a monster or a terrible young adult. His choice today will forever seal the possibilities of his future. It's just so sad for him and his siblings. Sorry that the adults in his life who failed him as a child. Wondering how other community friends are feeling tonight. The reason I read that is I think it's impossible not to see a story like that as it unfolded yesterday, and the news broke during the program that there was a manhunt underway, and we know the Border Patrol is brought in, and I mean a deputy shot at a manhunt. You think, oh my gosh, and then you see the mugshots, and you do think, you know, I didn't think monster, but I imagine some people do. I mean, I look at everyone as a human being and say, that's sad, but you certainly look at them appropriately as a criminal, and we sometimes forget the backstory and how we got there. And the unbelievable, undeniable opportunity we all have every single moment of every single day to make a difference in somebody's life, even with a little smile, for crying out loud. So, Renee, thank you for the reminder there. And we'll certainly think of the folks in Fertile today through a difficult time here. And it was a choice. And, you know, again, youngsters make them all the time. And they can have life-changing impacts. So never miss an opportunity to reach out and lend an ear when you can. All right, let's take a look at that weather. 28 degrees in the Fargo right now, heading for a high of 39. It's actually, without the wind, not bad as far as the temp, but it's not mid-April weather here. 39 today, still some snow. Sun tomorrow in 42. Mostly sunny Friday, 51. Some rain Saturday in 57, but Sunday, still looking good, 64 degrees. We're not going to hit 70. Monday, 69, and then we cool back into the mid-60s most of next week again. It is very slick around Fargo. 23 in Tioga this hour, heading for a high of 35 degrees today. Looks like we'll have 35 today, 39 Thursday, windy and 48 Friday, 55 and sunny Saturday, and Easter Sunday will be the nice day with some sunshine and 64. Sunnier, mostly sunny actually on Monday, again 64, and then the winds crank up and 64 on Tuesday. So right now around the region, let's do the oil patch. First, cloudy, 24 in Williston. Watford City is 24 in cloudy. Newtown, light snow showers at this hour, 21. Unbelievable. Light snow showers. Stanley, 21 degrees. Columbus has light snow in 19. Back in the valley, cloudy and 28 in Grand Forks, heading for 39 today. Hillsboro, cloudy and 28. Grafton up there on 41 today. 26 right now, though. They get a little more sun up there. Cloudy and Kindred in 28. Down south, cloudy and 28 in Breckenridge. Fergus Falls, cloudy and 28. Detroit Lakes, partly cloudy, 28. Thief River, 26. Warroad, 17 with some sunshine. Light snow down at Watertown, 2 and 30 degrees. Sioux Falls, cloudy and 46. Aberdeen, cloudy and 28. Bismarck, 28 degrees. And Fargo, again, cloudy. And 28 degrees, flurries and a few snow showers throughout the day. The wind will kick up. Nice now, but supposed to be northeast to 20 to 30 later. Chance snow at 30%. Some clouds this evening giving way to mostly clear skies overnight, so we'll get beyond the snow. 30% chance of that precip through the afternoon. Dwindles to 20% this evening and 10% in the late night. 14-mile-an-hour wind out of the northeast right now. That's the temp, and that's what we're looking at. Let's get Karen in here quickly. Wanted to weigh in on our topic earlier, the Fargo movie. Is it a good thing or a bad thing, the movie, the miniseries, Karen, in your mind? Keep calling it a miniseries, but it's a television series. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Karen. Go ahead and say what you said again.
Okay. It's a good thing. It was set as a true story in 2006, so, of course, nothing to do with Obamacare. I liked it that the guy who bullied him in high school and still bullied him got killed because it's a message, don't bully people.
The bully gets it in the end, and that's what Karen likes. All right, Karen, thank you very much. Winter weather advisory out there. Be careful, folks.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.